Wanderer's Way podcast is a podcast sharing everything of a hobbyist and a collector's dream while creating a fun atmosphere with valuable information and personal views. If you support this podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com and show your support. The link will be in the episode's description. Thank you. Welcome back to another episode of A Wanderer's Way podcast. I'm your host, Dustin, as always. Thank you for joining me on this episode. And today, we're actually talking about Pokemon versus Digimon and the differences between them. But first, have you ever had just a terrible work week? Or just everything stresses you and everyone pisses you off? Yeah, that's pretty much been my work week. Where you come home, everything is just so, you have no passion to do the things that you like to do. For example, podcast. Because I'm so drained and I want to jump on, but I'm already irritated, already stressed, and everything comes about, and you're just like, why? I want to do it, but I have no energy. And that's just kind of where I'm at every day anymore. But there are some good news in my life outside of that, so that's always a good thing, though. So I do have some things looking up. As none of you have already realized, I don't know if I've actually spoken about this, but yes, you guys already know that I have a fiancé in the Philippines, but I've been married for 9 years, but I haven't seen her in 8.5 years. So before you think anything, there's the timeline there. Finally found a cheap enough divorce lawyer that will actually let me pay in payments instead of saying, hey, here's $2,500 on the spot just to talk to me. So that's a plus side. And you know, I'm still working on my Japanese lessons and everything, getting them down and memorizing everything that I need to memorize. I still haven't gotten to kanji quite yet. I'm focusing on everything else first, because kanji is going to take up at least a couple months here. Or probably the rest of the year, once I get to it, just to memorize the 1,000 that I would need. And I can't just memorize only 1,000. I need to try to progress further than that, just in case, because you never know what kanji you're actually going to get in the N2 exam. So, but other than that, you know, I find my happiness with video games just like the rest of you do, and that's usually something that calms me down. So after this podcast, I'm going to be sitting down playing Digimon Cyber Sleuth. And what's funny about that, and very ironic for me, is I'm a big Pokemon guy. I was never really a Digimon fan, but I always had respect for it. Now the thing is about it too, is I actually, I've always bought the Cyber Sleuth game, the complete editions and stuff for all my consoles, but I never really played it. I tried it once, I got through a little bit, but for some reason I got bored. I don't know why. Now I sat down with this again on my Switch, because I got rid of everything else, all my computers, all my other consoles. And I've had the Cyber Sleuth complete edition on there for at least a year. I bought it on sale and it's just been sitting there. And I started playing it just last week, or my last weekend on my days off, and you know, I've actually fallen in love with it already. I'm sitting there wondering, why did I just not give it a chance because I was that stupid Pokemon fanboy, you know? Because, you know, I do love the Pokemon games, or most of them, some of them I don't like, so. But we'll get into that. But Cyber Sleuth actually has a deeper system a deeper storyline and everything. And, you know, when I look at it, I think Digimon's actually made more for older teens and adults than Pokemon is. Pokemon was really, you know, like, you gotta look at it between the anime, though. So, Pokemon is pretty much catch them all, train them all, battle to win badges, and become a champion. Be the best there is. With some villains in there. Very minor villains. It's not, you know, it's nothing major. Nothing really major seems to happen in the anime, you know? And, you know, some, it works for it. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're someone like me that enjoys anime and enjoys something with a deeper perspective of storyline arcs, Digimon has that. So Digimon's more of like save the world type of show. And that is the biggest difference between the anime. And I love it. I actually think it's really unique. And Cyber Sleuth, you know, I didn't get as far in. I just, you know, opened it and started playing it. And I was like, ugh. You know, and this was like, what? Fuck. When it first came out for years ago. So I was a stupid kid. Well, a man kid. So I had a bad mentality at the time. Now, I sat down and started playing it because I'm looking at every game that I have. I have all the Pokemon games and I'm bored with them all. I've beat them all. Every other game, my poker games are boring now. I've beat those to death and everything else. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try jumping on this and do this because I want to play something intriguing. So let's try this again. And I sat down, played it, and dude, I didn't realize the height of this game. I didn't actually realize that Cyber Sleuth had such a deep system for everything in it. And that deep system is very intriguing. So, with that being said, you know, let's get into the basics here. Pokemon, they appear to be real creatures, which is a substitute for, you know, regular Earth creatures that we have, that we know here. But Digimon aren't real. So Digimon, they're made from data. It's a virtual life forms in a digital world parallel to our own Earth. Now, the only exception to this is Porygon and his evolutions, as they're really not real. So it's like Pokemon kind of took a little bit and tried to bring the digital version out there, so which is kind of unique, you know. But here's another difference too, is that Pokemon only have like 3 levels of evolutions, whereas Digimon has 6 or 7, I think, something like that, 6 or 7. And Pokemon are caught with Pokeballs, which is, you know, this is where the Pokemon get a little deep with some stuff. The Pokeballs are a Time Lord technology, which is really unique. If you actually do the research, I'm not going to go over it, because a lot of it is not very easily understood. So you guys can kind of take that and go research what the Time Lord technology is. But it's really unique to understand the ideas here. So, you know, Digimon aren't really caught. Digimon can actually develop the human speech and be able to speak like a human. So that's kind of cool too. But here's a question that I've seen people ask a lot of times too. And it's like, what happens if you catch a Digimon with a Pokeball? Well, here's the thing about it though. If you look at Porygon, Porygon is more digital in his evolutions too. So I believe that, you know, you can actually catch a Digimon with a Pokeball. It would work the same. However, there's a little bit of difference here. So, Pokeballs have a function to where if you try to catch something that is not a Pokemon, it automatically rejects it. So that's a function that would kill that idea. But there's also another one too, is which is kind of weird. So in Legends Arceus, they specified that Pokemon will intentionally shrink themselves down to go into a Pokeball. So that's kind of a little different, that they're just willfully shrink themselves down. So, you know, if that's really true, and that's what really happens outside of the Legend Arceus game, you know, because, you know, this is more of a, like a parallel world. different time and everything. So I don't know if it's just for that time era right there in that specific world, or if it's literally supposed to be for everything of Pokemon, or that's just their understanding of it, and that's what they believe, and that's what they say happens. But, you know, if that's the thing too, maybe Digimon might not have that ability? Who knows? But then again, Digimon, they can pretty much do anything because it's all digital, in a digital world, and everything. But what's cool about that is that Digimon are creatures that feel real, though. So when you're in that digital world, everything seems real. Everything interacts like reality. So it interacts just like if it was like a Pokemon world, just not real life. And that's what the unique part about the Cyber Sleuth game is too, is how they did it, you know. So would I say that Cyber Sleuth is a better game than the majority of Pokemon? Honestly, yeah, I have to go with that. Honestly, yes. Especially with someone like me who likes to spend hours and hours on a game to level up, to evolve, to get everything, and also dealing with a storyline, I honestly think the Cyber Sleuth is usually a better game. Now, with that, we have another Digimon game coming out here. I can't remember the name of it now. I just lost it. I had it. Should have wrote it down. But yes, we have a brand new Digimon game coming out here soon. And it's like a tactics game from what I saw for the YouTube video. But it looks really good. So, man, I hope it's going to be a good one coming out. But outside of that, I'm going to compare the Cyber Sleuth to Sword and Shield. Because Sword and Shield is one of the best-selling Pokemon games now. It is now number 2. It took over Gold and Silver. So that says a lot about how good that game was. And honestly, you know, a lot of critics out there that hate the game. I don't understand it myself personally. Now, I can understand one side, because for me, it was the easiest. I mean, literally, the easiest game to beat. The easiest game, period, in Pokemon, in my opinion. It was just too easy to, you know, because usually, you know, like, even in Brilliant Diamond was even tougher than Sword and Shield. Like, going to the end of the game to beat the last 4, yeah, that wasn't the easiest. Especially if you're not leveled up, like, perfectly. Now, in Sword and Shield, you know, you had the open area that you get to before the first gym leader. So, when you know, when you get there, you're just exploring. You're like, I gotta catch this Pokemon. I gotta catch that Pokemon. What is this glowing light out of a hole? Oh, ooh, it's a den. Oh, crap. What is this? And that was my thing. And I think I spent about the first 4 hours just in that area before I even got to a gym. So, I had already had all these candies and everything, and my Pokemon already freaking blue, you know, they are all leveled up already. They're all just beasts and caught some good ones and everything. So, you know, I kind of pushed myself to that game quick, but I also spent more time on Sword and Shield, specifically Shield. I didn't get Sword, but Shield is the one I spent time on. I like that one better because I had the better, exclusive Pokemon, in my opinion. But I spent so much time on there actually catching every Pokemon and bought all the DLCs and caught every Pokemon except for one damn Pokemon, because I stopped playing for a while until a DLC came out and I had that mystery box and I didn't get it in time, and I didn't realize that that was the only way you can get the damn Pokemon, because you can't trade for it or anything. So I'm missing one Pokemon all this time. But I have over 200 hours in Shield. And I think I spent more time on that than any other Pokemon game. So, you know, when I got to Legends Arceus, I actually think Legends Arceus, I spent the least amount of time. And that doesn't include the games that I hated, like Let's Go Pikachu, which... No, you know what? I think I spent more time on Let's Go Pikachu, but I never finished it because I fucking hated it. Legend Arceus, I finished in 22 hours. I'm pretty sure Let's Go Pikachu, I have about 28 hours or something in it. Nah, I can't remember. I didn't get to Elite Four because I just got so bored. And I hated it. I hated the catching mechanic and everything. I hated it. I did like the graphics, though. So that was a plus sign. But Legend Arceus, now, it wasn't... I would say it's actually harder, for the most part, than Sword and Shield. The graphics suck. The storyline was really compelling, and it kept me playing. And, you know, I pushed myself through the story and then the post-game and everything. So I beat it all. So with the post-game, I think I was at 25, 26 hours afterwards, and that's where I stopped. I didn't go and catch every Pokemon out there. I didn't realize that the post-game was going to be the most boring post-game I've ever played. So, from when I first reviewed that game several podcast episodes back, I said it was probably one of the best Pokemon games ever. Now, after defeating it, beating it, and everything, I'm going to say that it's really not that good of a game. It really wasn't. Now, it had a good dark storyline, like dark. Like, it was way darker than other Pokemon games, and I think that's the reason why I was so compelled to play and keep playing it. So I burnt it, everybody. That's the new word for the day, I burnt it. But I beat the game in 22 hours, and then the post-game and little extras trying to find shinies and stuff. But it's just, after the game's beaten, there's nothing compelling to keep me playing. Like, the game is really not that good. And that's when I realized it, after the story was done. I was like, wow. I was like, the game's really not that good. Not that good. I hated the graphics, but I do like certain mechanics. But, you know, if I'm going to talk about for the new games coming out, Scarlet and... whatever. I already forgot it. I think the original catching mechanic would be more exciting. Like, I did like the open world aspect of catching Pokemon, like you're a real trainer and stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. Now, if something, I don't know what it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was just me for that part, is that I got bored throwing Pokeballs and Pokeballs and Pokeballs and Pokeballs at Pokemon and trying to catch tons of them and stuff. I just got bored of it. Because in other Pokemon games, I caught one Pokemon and that was it. Leveled it up, everything. I didn't really try for anything. I didn't really care about the shinies or anything. Only got a couple shinies in Arceus, and I was like, meh. It just didn't feel special to me like the previous games. I think the simplicity of the other games was more, pulling for me. I don't know why. Because I'm someone who hates simplistic games. Like, very much hates simplistic games. And that's the difference between the Pokemon and the Digimon, in my opinion. But, you know... as I'm talking about Legend Arceus, that's the one thing they never spoke about, though, was the Pokeball situation. They didn't speak about that function of rejection in Legend Arceus. So that's the one that I was kind of curious upon, you know, like... that function of rejection on anything except a Pokemon. They didn't mention it, so, you know, you've got to think... can you catch anything then? So think of it this way. Someone could use that technology against someone they dislike. So, you know, instead of banishing me from the village, you could have just used a Pokeball and threw it at my head and caught me and kept me in that Pokeball until until you needed me. So it's like, hey, instead of punching you in the mouth, get in this Pokemon, bitch. There you go. That's what I would do. I said, if I had that kind of technology, instead of punching you and getting assault and battery, why not just catch you in a Pokeball? I mean, it's a different world. I guess it would technically be kidnapping, but, you know, why not? I would do it. If I had that technology, I would do it. Hell, I wish I had it for my cat. I wish I had that technology to be, you know what? Instead of carrying them, I can just get them in the Pokeball. I don't have to hear them cry or anything. Take them to the vets, and that would make life so much easier. But too bad I live in reality, so that doesn't exist. But yes, anyways, when we're talking about the Pokemon and Digimon, though, I would love to know what your guys' views are. Like, which one is more compelling to you? Is it Pokemon or the Digimon? Which one are better creation to you? Like, do you like the designs of Pokemon better or Digimon? For me, I like the majority of the Pokemon better of designs. It depends. Because, like, the newer ones are just kind of bland to me. I don't mind the humanoid ones. I never heard about a lot of others that hate the humanoid versions of Pokemon. That they're just becoming too human-like. And it's like, dude, have you looked at Digimon? There's a lot of them like that. there are. You know, some of the final evolutions and stuff are more, well, human-like. So you gotta pick and choose which one. And for me, I've always loved Pokemon. So when it comes to, like, for example, like card games, I'm always gonna choose Pokemon. Always. Comes to the anime, I don't really watch Pokemon anime. I did when I was a kid, and it was only the first two generation of Pokemon, and that was it. I've tried jumping in and watching recently, and I was like, eh, this is so stupid. I was like, this is so childlike. Like, everything is, like, very childish. It's not like regular anime where it has the childish voices and stuff, but more, you know, real. But this was just so childish that everything they said, I just cringed at it. And I went back to the old Digimon 2 to just see, you know, oh man, I looked at it going, oh, terrible graphics. I was like, this is horrible animation, like, terrible. But man, I'm seeing a new light now, because when I was a kid, I thought Digimon was the dumbest thing in the entire world. I was all Pokemon. Now I go back to look at the original Digimon and everything. I'm like, holy crap, this is a compelling story. Wow, they actually have something real. Oh, shit, they have to save the world. So, you know, when it comes to the anime, I'm going to choose Digimon. And I think Digimon is definitely actually superior in more than one way. The only thing that I think is that Pokemon has the upper hand in the video game compartment. But when you look at games like Cyber Sleuth, you know, it's more in-depth and compelling, but it, you know, Pokemon's more simplistic. But you gotta look at it too. Who's buying what, though? The audience for Pokemon are usually kids to, what, mid-30s adults, like myself. And then you have Digimon, so like the Cyber Sleuth game. Usually people that are in their 20s and older, not usually kids are buying Cyber Sleuth that I'm aware of. And it's more, like their text and writing and everything seems to be more compelling for an adult, more mature-like. Not too much, but more mature-like. I see a lot in there going, oh, I understand this. I wonder if a kid would, though. But yeah, so that's the difference between them. That's my view. That's what I think about them. I would love to know your guys' opinions. So definitely, you know, if you're on Anchor, definitely write me. Let me know what you think about them. What's your favorite? Who your favorite Pokemon is? Who your favorite Digimon character is? Everything. Spotify, leave me a review. If you're on Apple, leave me a review. Also write in your favorite stuff as well, because that would be cool to get your perspectives and views. And with that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Take care.